Proclamation number 7528, dated the February 22nd, 1960. Spreading the gospel. Jesus Christ. Every person who proclaims the gospel to the souls, who tries to bring my word consisting of the divine teachings of love to his fellow human beings, contributes towards their redemption. Everyone who reminds his fellow human beings to love proclaims this gospel when he simultaneously teaches that these are the most important commandments I have given to people, and when he informs them of the results of fulfilling these commandments. Everything that contributes towards educating people to love is already redemption work, because the human being redeems himself through love alone and because love has to be practiced in order to thus enable the salvation of one's own soul. For love will always seek contact with Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, who only now can bring true redemption to the person believing in him. The human being has to find Jesus Christ without fail because redemption without him is impossible. And thus every person renders redemption work if he points or leads his fellow human beings to Jesus Christ. This is vineyard work, it is a spreading of the seed, which is the divine teaching of love, into the human hearts. It is a conscious effort performed by a person for the benefit of his fellow human beings' souls. Anyone who has found Jesus Christ himself, who has found redemption from sin and death through him, will then not grow tired of proclaiming him to his fellow human beings and will also help him to become redeemed. Anyone who has found Jesus Christ will not rest until his fellow human being has found him too, and thus he will keep talking about love and inspire his fellow human being to also take the path of love, which is Jesus Christ as its goal. He will not rest until the other person has also found deliverance from sin and death. As long as the human being is still distanced from the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, his love has not yet become powerful in him, for this love knows and acknowledges the divine Redeemer and cannot help but proclaim him. And he who has found Jesus Christ can't help himself but to proclaim his gospel of love to everyone he comes into contact with. He will be constantly active on his behalf and thereby lead many souls to me, for he makes my word accessible to them, which is the task of everyone who receives my word himself, who desires it and to whom I therefore speak, irrespective of whether this happens directly or through reading or hearing my word. For it is always myself who speaks to you humans if you desire to hear my word. This is why proclaiming my gospel is extremely necessary, and everyone will be blessed who accepts this mission of helping to redeem his fellow human being's soul, of making the knowledge accessible to him of how and why he is to be redeemed if he wants to become happy one day. Anyone who lives with love has found Jesus Christ and the light of realization shines in him, but anyone who is not yet redeemed has to be educated. The image of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ has to be brought home to him and he is to be reminded to turn to and appeal to him that he, too, should find redemption through him and his act of salvation. And therefore every person spreading my gospel throughout the world is blessed, for he leads long lost souls to me who will find salvation through Jesus Christ himself, who has redeemed him, too, with his blood. Amen.